A recent ESPN report highlighted a growing number of injuries in the NBA, and the story by ESPN senior reporter Baxter Holmes said there might be a link between these injuries and youth basketball leagues. Many players who eventually make it to the NBA take part in those youth leagues. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So this ESPN story introduces us to a guy named Tim DeFrancesco, the strength and conditioning coach for the LA Lakers. And he thinks these young players coming into the NBA, in his words, are ticking time bombs from an injury perspective. Mike, tell us what he's talking about.
Well, a lot of these players come in at 19 years old, at 20 years old, but the amount of mileage they have on them and the amount of high impact plyometric jumping and intense 360 dunks is equivalent to what an adult of a pretty grown adult of 10 or 20 years ago would have on them. Players at a young age are asked to specialize. Mm-hmm. And the evidence and the academic research into this is growing more and more unequivocal, which is that early specialization is really bad in a number of ways. David Epstein has a whole new book about this, and he kind of looks at the idea of Tiger Woods versus Roger Federer. And Tiger was this golf prodigy who only golfed. And Roger Federer was, obviously, he's a great tennis player, but he played all sorts of sports. And Epstein conclusively shows that the sampling period, the greater diversity of the amount of sports you play, has a number of beneficial effects in terms of just being good in sports and being mentally into the sports, but especially on the wear and tear on young bodies. And the NBA is really beginning to see this.
Well, Ed, but Mike, hasn't this been going on, or is there something new? Are players, you know, maybe skipping college and maybe that's bringing them younger into the NBA? I mean, is there something else going on now?
Yes. I mean, it is more exacerbated than it's been in the past. So last year, the league total minutes missed were 5,000 minutes. The year before that, the NBA number of games, not minutes, games lost to injury or illness was also 5,000 minutes, and it never surpassed 5,000 before. So we're really seeing an unprecedented number of games lost. And the reason seems to be, among other reasons, that they're playing so much more basketball. It's not just that when young players come into the league, there's no off season for a lot of these guys. They play and train really hard. I think it has something to do with the fact that the salaries are just so huge. And so the incentive is there to get into the gym, lose some weight, work on a shot. But it's just basketball, basketball, basketball. And unlike, you know, Kareem and Magic Johnson, who had real off seasons, unlike Michael Jordan, who golfed during the off season and didn't play that much basketball, these guys have so many miles on their bodies, so many minutes that are recorded in the record books, but also what they're doing in the offseason. And the proof is there. It's just showing up in terms of injuries. Think about the NBA Finals game 5. Kevin Durant goes out due to injury. He'll be lost next season. Right. Game 6, the Warriors, Klay Thompson goes down due to injury. He'll be lost next season. And all the big signings this offseason, huge injury concerns with everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Durant for the Nets. You even have Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers, but he missed 20 games due to injuries and almost all of the season before. LeBron James, he missed 20-something games due to injury for the first time. There's so many injuries in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, Mike, how concerned is the league about this, and what are they doing about it?
Adam Silver is concerned, and what he's trying to do is introduce some guidelines, and I suppose just he's worked with USA Basketball a set number of minutes for 7-year-olds to 10-year-olds, and then for high school kids, they say don't practice more than 3 to 4 days a week. On the lower levels, though, the AAU, which is the catch-all phrase for the youth leagues, they chafe a little bit. Oh, it's really nice for the NBA to give us some advice because, you know, they want good, healthy players, but the reality of what we have to do is the parents really want to channel the kids into basketball. The kids are intent about playing basketball. It's so hard to get a scholarship. The stakes are so high. There are a lot of societal pressures to specialize, even though that might, and in fact, it's increasingly shown to be a maladaptive behavior.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
No, there are no such things.
What's plyometrics?
Oh, it's the jumping, volleyball, basketball.
Oh. Why did you say jumping?
Jumping.
Okay, so here's the second part of the stupid question. Is it possibly, and we only have about a minute here, but is it possibly the sneakers or the courts? I mean, you'd think those things were advanced and it would mean less injuries, but or fewer injuries, but... That was a stupid question.
Basketball, actually, I once did a report on a shoe that was supposed to, a sneaker that was supposed to decrease ankle injuries. And in fact, it did, but it increased knee injuries.
There you go.
I mean, yeah, the human body is such that there's going to be, stress up the line.
Mike Pesca.
I don't think it's the courts. I think it's the amount of time spent on the courts.
Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, thegist.slate.com. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.